Hello, and welcome to the BizTech Reports Internet Radio. I am Lindsay Green, and today we present the next instalment in our IT solution series, Doing More With Less, sponsored by IBM. In today's report, we once again discuss the challenges IT managers are facing and explore the latest trends and approaches being used by leading-edge organizations around the world to accomplish organizational objectives. Here to bring us another discussion on how organizations in today's economy are doing more with less is BizTech Reports Editorial Director, Lane Cooper.
Thank you, Lindsay. The issue of green infrastructure development or energy efficiency strategies is growing in importance across all industries in North America, Europe, and beyond. One of the big questions on the minds, particularly of IT managers, is how do you link these efforts to become more energy efficient with broader strategic enterprise IT initiatives? We're lucky today to have Logan Scott, a marketing manager for IBM's Green Infrastructure Initiative at IBM. Logan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Logan, this issue gets so much press. It's one of those issues that has a lot of broad consumer interest. But can you help us understand sort of where there's areas of consensus where people understand the issues and maybe some of the areas where it's not so clear and where there may be some misconceptions when it comes to rolling out a green infrastructure initiative?
Sure, that's a great question. I think some of the things that people definitely understand are where they're facing constraints today. A lot of our clients and IBM ourselves, you know, we're running out of space in our data centers, or we couldn't get the power we needed to meet our projected needs, or in some locations, you know, the utility couldn't provide some of the power into the building that we needed. And then the infrastructure that we have in place to cool our IT environment, you know, in our data centers was at its limit. And, you know, a lot of clients face major capital upgrades that they have to do. And it's a big problem that you can very clearly see. The other piece of it is that we know that energy demands for IT are growing. It's becoming an ever-increasing proportion of our overall operational budget. And it's really grown at a rate that's not sustainable. Again, the utility companies around the world, and especially in some urban areas, are having a very hard time keeping up with the demand for IT. So those are things I think people understand very well and that have been well documented in a lot of analyst reports to back that up. I think some of the misunderstandings or the misconceptions out there, you know, sometimes clients will understand that going green for, you know, the environmental responsibility aspects, and they'll realize the importance of that. But they might underestimate that there could be very compelling economic benefits, you know, opportunities to reduce your overall cost, your energy costs, defer and avoid capital expenses. And then I think a lot of times people might look at going green as being associated with some type of compromise or a sacrifice. But if you really do it correctly, you can actually improve your performance, your availability, as well as your energy efficiency.
That's interesting, Logan. Are there best practices or a consensus on things that people should do, similar to what we've seen, for example, with services-oriented architecture or the ITIL initiatives? Are there best practices or procedures that people can go through to sort of ensure that they have successful energy efficiency or green infrastructure initiatives integrated into their enterprise IT strategy?
Yeah, that's a very important area. So first thing you want to do is look at your overall corporate objectives and define your corporation's green strategy and make sure that it's something that can be, you know, measurable and that you can be validated by outside third parties. Then you want to look for ways of aligning the IT strategy with that corporate green strategy. And things you want to look at in IT are, it's really helpful to look at it maybe in three broad areas: the data center facility itself, then the IT environment, and then this area of energy management. And what I mean by that is on the data center facility side, one place you might want to start is with an energy efficiency assessment. And you go in and benchmark how your data center is performing today. You can rate it and as far as its energy efficiency overall and look for some opportunities to improve the energy efficiency. And there could be, what we find many times is that there's very quick hit type benefits just to rearrange how the equipment's set up, to ensure that the cooling environment is set up correctly, There's a lot of small things just to improve airflow and the thermal characteristics of the data center that can really deliver enormous benefits. You know, you might even be able to turn off some of the cracked units and get big cost savings from things like that. So that's kind of the easy stuff that you can do up front. And a lot of clients have started to do that already. The other thing you can look at on the data center side is just rationalizing your overall corporate data center strategy. And there could be an opportunity where you can consolidate data centers. And that could be an area of major savings. I know there was one particular bank that we worked with recently in China, actually, that did a major data center consolidation, you know, saving over $100 million a year. So that can be an area you can drive a lot of efficiency as well as major cost savings. And then if you do need to retrofit or build out new data center capacity, there's very efficient modular designs that you could take advantage of. So you're building something that's going to scale for the future and deliver the optimal efficiency today. So that's the data center side. On the IT side, one area that you can really look at and get some very quick benefits, these are projects that can deliver a pretty aggressive return on investment, is to look at some of your older server environments and some of the applications that lend themselves to virtualization and consolidation. So you can really improve your IT utilization and your overall energy efficiency that way. And that's one of the bigger levers that we have for improving overall energy efficiency, is just increasing that utilization rate on the equipment. And virtualization obviously is a major tool for doing that. The other thing is leveraging the virtualization with the most energy efficient servers and storage hardware that you could find. So performance per watt, and make sure that it has all the design attributes that are necessary to ensure that, you know, the equipment itself is as energy efficient as possible. And then on the storage side, there's a lot of other things you can do. You want to look at ways to implement, you know, a tiered storage environment where you can optimize, you know, where the data sits, and look at performance versus efficiency criteria. And you can use that to really lower your costs as well as become more green and energy efficient. And also in the storage environment, virtualization is really critical there as well. And that's an opportunity, I think, for a lot of clients to improve their utilization rates on their storage environment. And the final piece is energy management. That's the ability to measure, control, optimize your energy use. We find that a lot of our clients today don't have a good understanding what their energy use is in their IT environment and across their infrastructure. So in IBM, we've put a strong portfolio of software-based solutions out there where you can actually measure, implement energy monitoring, reporting. You can start to manage and control your energy use so you can optimize it across your enterprise.
Interesting. So are there other tools, or what kind of technologies are available to help IT managers sort of begin this voyage of integrating something that probably was not on the radar screen, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, but is now sort of front and center in a way that's being closely watched? I imagine in some industries it's really being watched like a hawk. Are there any tools or technologies that are helping people manage this aspect of their responsibilities?
Sure. As far as tools go, left off on energy management before, so there's a lot of solutions that we have, primarily in the Tivoli portfolio, where we can do monitoring for energy management, we can set up energy dashboards, we can do energy tracking for usage and accounting that you could potentially use for chargeback. So there's ways of actually measuring the energy usage and then integrating into some of your other enterprise applications, even your asset management, so you can, you know, create a more energy-aware management capability within your enterprise. We're also looking to extend that beyond just IT to other aspects of the business infrastructure. So that's an important area, and in a good way to get started is to implement energy management, because what clients really need to do is understand what their energy usage is, but also track their improvement over time So as regulatory compliance becomes more of an issue, or to take advantage of incentives that may be available from a utility company or something like that, you do need to demonstrate, you know, what your usage was before and what it was after, and then track your improvements over time and show that you continue to deliver your energy efficiency targets. So that's a major area. And then, you know, other tools, obviously in the IT side, there's various technologies that are out there. I mentioned virtualization. There's also something in the storage side, like something like data deduplication, where you can use that to identify where you're storing data redundantly. You know, and that's an issue that exists in all enterprises. And in some cases, you can get enormous benefits from implementing this technology. Can reduce the amount of data you're actually storing by a factor of 10x in some cases, and you know that also has impact on all the data you have to back up and things like that. So obviously, less data, less storage, capacity required. You know, that's more energy efficient as well. Yeah. So those are some of the key tools that I guess I had mentioned some other ones earlier as well.
Do you feel like the IT community is coalescing on this issue, that this is not just seen as sort of a bolt-on sort of burden, but is seen as something that can actually improve business operations? In other words, is this just something that they have to just comply with, or do you see this as something that people are at the IT management level or see as an opportunity to really improve business operations?
Yeah, I think there's enormous support and momentum behind this now, and a lot of the data that we see and that the industry is reporting on is showing that, you know, you would think maybe with the economic troubles that maybe companies want to put some of this on the back burner, but that is, in fact, not the case, because I think people understand how important this issue of energy efficiency, environmental responsibility is, and they also see the big opportunity for cost savings. And I think clients, you know, across the board acknowledge that they want to demonstrate environmentally responsible practices to their customers, their shareholders, you know, in their boardroom. They want to make sure that they're on the leading edge in their industry, because I think it's important to their company and to their stakeholders.
And as is sort of the theme of this podcast series, it does directly correlate with doing more with less. You are actually looking for opportunities to reduce the footprint and therefore have less, in essence, to do and to manage. Am I on the right track there?
Absolutely. That's the when we talk about energy efficiency, you know, a lot of times the solutions we'll implement, you know, we'll focus in on the energy savings, but the bigger picture is that there's really dramatic total cost of ownership savings across the board. You know, in a lot of cases, you're making the facilities much more efficient. You're also reducing the amount of hardware, your software license charges. You're reducing the amount of operational management that's required. So there's just big opportunities to save across the board. A lot of documented cases of dramatic total cost of ownership savings. Yeah, you know, you might see 40% energy savings, but that might translate as well into 40%, you know, overall total cost of ownership savings in some cases. So, yeah, this is definitely about doing more with less, and I think we'll find working with clients that most of these projects have a very clear financial justification. And you know, while there are very clear environmental benefits and broader benefits, there's also a very good financially sound case for doing them.
Logan, this is great. I really appreciate your taking the time to chat with us today.
Okay, thank you very much. It's been my pleasure.
So this is yet another in a series of podcasts that explores the different ways that IT managers around the globe can do more with less. To learn about some of the other podcasts and issues that we've been exploring, visit www.ibm.com/IT solutions for more articles and podcasts. For BizTech Reports, this is Lane Cooper. Lindsay, back to you.
Thanks, Lane. Today's BizTech Report podcast is sponsored by IBM, where the Big Blue team is working with clients to develop new business designs and technical architectures that enable the flexibility required to compete in today's economy and global landscape. For BizTech Reports, this is Lindsay Green.